Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Hello, it's 8:06 Wednesday morning. Hump day. Big Brother's on tonight.
Very exciting. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a veto. It's a veto competition show. Very excited about that.
To watch that all by myself. I guess I'll get a pint of Haagen-Dazs. I can make sure I can make it through.
Oh, you texters, you're the best.
What are they texting now?
I was driving, so I couldn't text. Vinny, wear the pajamas.
There's so many texts.
Oh, my God. Just take the damn picture.
It would be funnier if you only took the pic in your underwear.
I don't wear pajamas.
Anywho, hey, we got a cool prize for caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. If you're a Fitz in the Tantrums fan, this is for you. This is a little private show in the Alice Lounge. You and your 10 best friends. We got a pair of passes for caller number 9, 800-400-3697. You get to get into the Alice Lounge presented by Fremont Bank for a private Fitz in the Tantrums performance tomorrow. We do have air conditioning here in the building, which is very important. It is so hot out right now. Even right, I mean, they say the high today in San Francisco, what is it, 86 or something?
Something like that.
It's crazy. That's so hot. And God, I want to say I heard Concord was going to be the hot spot today, like 106 degrees.
Yeah, inland for sure.
Yikes. That just sounds unlivable.
You don't want to hide in the house in summer.
No.
And that's what 106 has you doing.
Yes.
Or in my case, 90. After 90, sure. I'm like, oh my God. Who can get anything done in this weather?
Nobody. Yeah. You can't get anything done.
Good day to play guitar in the house.
Yep, exactly. Try and beat the heat today. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Rebel, R-E-B-B-L, soulfully crafted plant-based super herb beverages. Mmm. Sounds delicious. You talked to them yet? We gotta get some samples of that in here.
No, I gotta find out who the sales accountant is.
Yeah.
I'll ask Lindsay.
I'll talk about this Rebel like I've drank it before. Mm-hmm. Drunk it? Whatever. All right, here we go. This is an odd story. It's about Empire.
Okay.
And it's shooting in Chicago, exactly where the quote-unquote attack happened.
Purposefully.
Well, they have to know.
So they're doing this on purpose. So
it's
why?
It's in the shadow of Jussie Smollett's. Like, you can, in this particular picture, the reflective windows in the background there, Vinny, that's his apartment.
Yeah, they're doing it on purpose. Okay.
So why are they doing this? There's some speculation that maybe they're going to figure out a way to work this attack into the final season. Jussie's not on the final season. Like, he wasn't in the rest of the season that just aired, and they've one season left, and he's not in it.
Well, are you sure? Because they didn't fire him, some of the cast were saying, we're not doing it if he doesn't. Was that quickly taken back when they realized, oh, I do want that money, though?
They're saying here he's not supposed to be in the show.
Remember this?
Oh, yeah.
Those
absolutely.
Other players, whoever they are.
We're like, no, we believe him.
And
right?
he needs to be there.
Right. So they're firing up their cameras pretty much exactly where he insists, Jussie Smollett insists he fell victim to a racist and homophobic attack. Fox had a bunch of crew members from the show setting up a shot yesterday in Chicago within a stone's throw of where he says the attack happened. The Osundeiro brothers apparently are the ones who actually were on the cameras and stuff. I guess I don't know how they set this whole thing up. Poured bleach on him, left a rope around his neck, all these things that he'd said happened to him. It is in the shadow of Jussie's apartment building. It's the high rise right in the back of some of the shots that TMZ has. There are only stand-ins in the pictures, but it's clear that Empire is getting ready to shoot something. And the speculation is that they're going to incorporate elements of Smollett's real-life drama into the show. They have to know the significance of the location. He said he got jumped around 2 a.m. on his way home from grabbing a sandwich near his apartment building. It's on the 300 block of East North Water Street in Chicago.
All right.
And that's where they're set up. There's even a shot of last winter. There's because there's snow on the side. They show the location of the alleged attack. And then there's the same shot. And all the production trucks are there. Jussie was eventually accused of lying and making the whole thing up. He got indicted by a grand jury, too. He was cleared of all criminal charges through a tit-for-tat Cook County State Attorney's Office. But he's not out of the woods. The city of Chicago is actually suing him, even though he was let off the hook criminally. They're saying, we want the cost of the investigation and then some. So he's in the middle of trying to fight it. They say he won't be anywhere near the shoot unless he wants to see his old friends. Fox has said it has no plans to bring him back for the new season. So I really don't know what the... Here's the shot of the... That's like a TMZ shot from last year showing the supposed location. And then there's the trucks. It's all right there. Like, what on earth could they be... Are they just trying to be hilarious?
Sensational. They want people to tune in.
You're reporting it. They're getting tons of run. Yeah.
I guess that's it.
It was the biggest story for how long?
Oh my God, 2 months?
Yeah.
So I mean, if you're in a production meeting and you're like, how can we use this to our advantage? They probably ran through all the ways and went, well, we could just shoot right there.
Right.
I mean, that's sensational, but not provocative.
In a way,
it's not provocative unless they reenact it. That is super provocative.
I almost feel like they should do that.
I don't think they should. Because that, if you believe him, then okay, maybe that's supporting the guy. But if you don't believe him...
Well, what if they set it up as just like the reason that the character's out there? I don't know what reason they gave for him not really being in the show anymore, because after the events happened... Yeah. He was cut out.
I don't know what to show anymore. Maybe he went on tour, you know?
Right. I feel like they should do something with it. That would be great publicity for them if they did.
Well,
you know?
We might like their take on it,
or like, you know, just put a spin on it, but have it be, I don't know if it would be a faked thing or what, but it's just so, I just found it so odd this morning. Like, what are they up to?
Someone just sitting around one day, you know, it'd be a good idea.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's just such a strange thing. Maybe it must be close to where they shoot to. I have no idea. I mean,
yeah,
I assume all over the city, right?
Mm-hmm.
This morning, when I woke up, one of the first things I saw was a trailer for Little Women, which I read that book in school and loved it. And I've seen...
You loved it.
Yeah, it's a good book. It's
okay.
About girls who are trying to not just be wives.
All right.
You know?
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, so I should have my daughter read that.
You know, I think that it wouldn't be a bad idea. I mean, it's a little old for her right now.
It's outdated,
now.
But it sounds like it was...
Right. I can't remember exactly where it set.
Ahead of its time, maybe.
I want to say it was like in the turn, around the turn of the century, 1800s to 1900s. I want to say it's Louisa May Alcott. I'm sure that's in here somewhere.
They're saying the aftermath of the Civil War.
Oh, all right. So the late 1800s. So, and the girls they live together with their mom, Marmee, and they have an aunt and it's so funny because Meryl Streep is the aunt. So I swear to God, I watched this trailer and I was like, I haven't wanted to see a movie this bad for so long.
Hmm.
Like, it just looks great. Saoirse Ronan's in it and I think it's... Laura Dern, that's who plays the mom. Then Meryl Streep is playing the aunt.
They're working together again.
Yes.
Huh.
So I want to say that Saoirse is the eldest daughter, Meg. Oh, sorry. She's Jo. She is the eldest daughter. I think Meg is the second eldest. Emma Watson is playing her. So
yeah.
there's a lot of big stars in this. But it looks absolutely great. And if you know, even if you don't remember the book or you don't like the story or whatever, take a look at the trailer, because I was just like, oh. And that, you know who else is in it? Is that kid, the really good looking kid from Lady Bird. And then he was in...
Is it Timothy
Chalamet?
Yeah,
that's
yes.
It. So he was with Saoirse Ronan in Lady Bird as well. And I think Lady Bird's director is the person who's directing this movie too. Anyway, it looks absolutely great. And the first trailer is out. And I swear to God, you're like, oh, that trailer should win awards. It's so good. So good. So I don't know how to put stuff up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
It.
Okay, great. Yeah, do that. We're going to talk about Bam Margera now.
Oh.
Bam's had a tough couple weeks.
He has?
He has. He winds up being a story that I bury because I just don't wind up getting to it. But in the past couple of weeks, he's...
And people know who he is. He's one of the Jackass guys,
we should
right?
say who he is.
Right.
Because I do know that, but I don't know if that's generally known. He's not like the most famous Jackass guy, but he's one of the Jackass guys. He's a grown man. Uh-huh. He's got to be 40.
And I think his show on... Maybe it was on MTV, was his show. Like, he had his own, aside from...
And was it a reality show?
It was at his parents' house.
Oh.
And I think he used to stunt his parents. Uh-huh. And the funny thing about Bam now, and I haven't heard any of what you're about to say, but when I've seen pictures, he looks just like his dad.
Oh.
Like... In the television show that he once did, he was a young punk, skinny kid with mm-hmm. tattoos. And as he's gained weight, like, you know, you do as you age.
His hairline's receding somewhat.
He looks just like his dad. So that's about all I know of what he's up to these days.
I think
Viva La Bam. Yeah, that's it.
That was it.
Oh, Viva Bam? That's the name of it?
Viva La Bam.
Oh, Viva La Bam.
Yeah, it was on for about 3 years.
Well... Just to sort of quickly recap, I'm not sure how the whole thing got started, but he kind of went nuts about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he was yelling that he needed Dr. Phil. Mm-hmm. Like, he was off the deep end, and I guess he's had substance abuse problems, because mm-hmm. like all the people in his life were like, yeah, you do need Dr. Phil's help. So he's yelling and crying, he wants Dr. Phil, and Dr. Phil's like, okay, well, what can I do for you? So he sits down with Dr. Phil, and I guess like maybe like a wife and a sister and some, you know, people in his family were like, dude, you've got a problem and you need to go to rehab. And so he's crying and he's talking to Dr. Phil. And
on Dr. Phil's show.
I don't know if it's aired.
I do not know about that. I feel like that they met up, but why would Dr. Phil wants it on TV?
Right, of course he does. So I don't know if the plan is to air it or if it's already aired. I don't watch Dr. Phil, so I don't know. You know who would know is Jane. She loves Dr. Phil.
She does?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's Oprah. You know who loves Dr. Phil? My sister-in-law. She's like, oh, I'm going to go home and watch all my Dr. Phils that are saved up. I'm like, you have a great time with that. Like, she loves him.
So Jane doesn't.
I think Jane does too, but I know Jane's a huge Oprah.
How do I not know this about Jane?
I think she's a bigger Oprah fan.
Yeah.
Huh.
Anyway, so he... Whatever happened
so
with
it looks
Dr.
Like,
Phil.
Going back, August 3rd, he was removed from a commercial airline flight following an altercation with police officer who told him he was too drunk to fly.
So this is the start of this.
The following day, Margera posted a chain of videos on Instagram pleading for Dr. Phil's help.
So Dr. Phil answers the call. Mm-hmm. They meet.
Gets him into, supposedly.
He has, he did go to rehab. He's not there now.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So he has a heart-to-heart with Dr. Phil. He's saying all the right things.
He wants, gets a tattoo of Dr. Phil.
He gets Dr. Phil tattooed on his neck.
On his neck?
Not the face, but the name.
Like on the... Yeah. Just here it is. It's on sort of the back under the hairline. He's just a mess, and he goes to Dr. Phil, and all his family's there, and yeah, you need help, and he's like, yes, I need help, and I need Dr. Phil, and Dr. Phil says, well, I'm recommending that you go to rehab. So he does go to rehab. I don't know how many days he spent in rehab, but I think you're right that this happened like maybe late in the second week of our vacation, and now he's already out.
Yeah.
Out as in he left. So... He is in L.A., and he's at some place called, I think it's called the Lux Hotel, some Hollywood hotel.
On a bender.
Losing it. He's definitely under the influence of something or other. So there's a video, quite a long video of him. He's basically doing a sit-in in the hotel lobby. Somehow the cops have gotten a hold of his phone, and he's surrounded. You can hear a female cop talking to him, to Bam Margera, as... She's trying to get him to cooperate with them.
So he's being belligerent.
He's
loud, yelling.
He is. Lots of swearing. And she's saying, you know, She's like, yes, I know exactly who you are. It doesn't. In fact, she says, you're a grown man. It's time to start acting like one. She also said something along the lines of, this is not a reality show.
Right.
This is your life and this is my life.
Get your ass together.
Yeah, get your ass together. And, you know, basically she wants him to stand up and so that she can cuff him. I don't know what led up to somebody starting the video because all you see it and he's already sitting on the floor and people have cleared back.
Oh, there was something went on in the hotel bar. He got into an argument with some patrons there.
So the police had been summoned.
Yes.
And now he's camped out in the hotel lobby.
Right.
And they're trying to get him to. And so I don't know when the cameras started rolling. So it looks like just cell phone video, really. But it's obviously ongoing. The cops are already there. And he's in a yelling match with them. And it's finally, toward the end of the video, you see him and he's outside. They've got him cuffed and they're trying to get him out of the place. But he was supposed to be... Oh, it was his wife and his mother who confronted him about his substance abuse. But he said he was going to rehab and decided he was... And she's like... Or one of his friends says, come on, man, you gotta... Or perhaps one of the paparazzi. You're not in rehab. He's like, yeah, no. No kidding. So this is 2:30 in the morning this morning. Arrested by...
Oh, this was this morning?
Oh, yeah, this morning.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Right. Apparently a hotel staffer placed him under citizen's arrest. And then he refused to leave the premises, and he wants his phone. He did not go peacefully. They try to convince him to just leave. Let's not make a scene. Too late. He was arguing with his officer. He was arrested for trespassing and is currently being held on $1,000 bail. Although I would think by now, 8 o'clock in the morning, he might be bailed out. Although maybe his family's like, we're not bailing you out.
Why would they?
Yeah. We've had enough of you. You were supposed to be in rehab.
He needs to sober up before they can talk to him again. So my guess is they're not bailing him out.
Right. So if that gets updated, there's sort of your roundup on the Bam Margera thing. It's been...
I hadn't heard any of that.
Yeah.
I'm sad to hear it. He's in crisis.
Yes.
There's no question.
It's obvious.
And yet most people are like, dude, I'm trying to go to work or whatever. Like people in the hotel and all the... Right. So...
Making a ruckus at 2 in the morning after being thrown out of the bar.
Dude.
Yeah.
We're just trying to have a day here.
But rehab does suck. I've been. I mean, it's helpful, but it's not fun. It's not, you know, especially if you're finally starting to realize, like, am I really done? Am I really done with that? And he probably wasn't.
Right.
It's probably
obviously.
I don't want to be done with that.
Right. It's so hard. Addiction is just so ugly. Moving on, Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth, they've been separated for months. Yeah, apparently. Apparently it's...
They've only been married for 8 months.
They've been married since December, and they just... you know, their house burned down, so maybe they just got separate accommodations after the... You know, they were probably in some kind of alternate housing, or maybe living with her family, and he's in Australia. I think we saw pictures of him... With
Who
his
are
brothers,
you talking about again?
Liam Hemsworth
and
Miley
Cyrus. Okay,
They're saying she's not rushing into filing divorce papers or anything. They have been on again, off again for almost the entire time that they've been together, and a lot of the people around them are saying they just need breaks from each other every now and then, and maybe this is just one of those. She needs to make out with a chick every now and then.
Well, if he's okay with it, I think that stuff's heartbreaking.
I know. Yeah, maybe he'll file. Who knows? Maybe he's like, I've had enough of this.
I mean, we always, and I'm just as guilty, we always think of these stories as, because they're just that, stories. We don't know these people, but if you're in a breakup, you're bummed. It sucks.
Yeah.
And if I'm in a breakup, if my chick's left me, and then the next thing I see is her in Lake Cuomo or wherever the heck she is making out with some other girl, like... Dude, I'm over here being bummed, and you're
living it
in
up.
A bikini on a
yacht
with a hot chick.
Freaking yachts, I know.
Like,
shouldn't I be in that picture somewhere?
Well, for me,
sandwiched.
I can't speak for other people, but for me, that would be one of those cold splashes of water where I go, okay, I'm not gonna sit here and be bummed if she's not even aware that this is crushing me.
Right.
So we're done.
Yeah. He looked pretty...
I'm done here.
I know. He could file divorce papers if he wanted to.
Well, that part is just technicality.
Right.
In my head and in my heart, I'd be like, I'm done here.
Right.
The paperwork I'll deal with later, but right. For me, I wouldn't be okay with.
No.
Okay, so you're out having a ball.
I'm going to go get some Haagen-Dazs.
And I ate a pint of fish food, Ben and Jerry's fish food last night.
I got to go on a divorce diet now.
And just really quickly, because it's fun, Britney Spears is just like us, you guys. She loves Target.
Ah.
She loves Target. She loves Home Depot, Walmart, Bed Bath & Beyond, Pier 1, Hobby Lobby.
She went to all those places?
She goes to them all the time.
Okay. But not in a row.
Oh, no. Oh, maybe. Okay. Maybe she's got a couple stops to make, but, you know. Basically, E! News got a hold of some financial documents from her ongoing conservatorship case.
Oh, jeez.
And they reveal that she shopped at Target a lot last year. More than 80 times.
Whoa.
It's a lot.
Whoa.
A couple times a week, stopping in at Target, got to pick some stuff up. Why wouldn't you?
On top of that, if you travel... I stop at Target on my travels to get a new toothbrush, mm-hmm. a bar of soap, some deodio, mm-hmm. whatever sunscreen I need. Boom.
In all, she spent $66,000 on household supplies.
Yo.
In 2018, which is more than, you know, the rest of us might drop.
It's a lot
but
of shelving. Yeah.
She's worth $60 million, or that's what they say. I had heard higher than that, but oh, fine. $60 million seems like enough. To go to Target and spend $66,000. I mean, it's fine. Anyway, that's what Britney Spears is up to. I wonder what she gets at Home D. Shelving, is that what you think?
Do the regulars call it Home D?
Oh, that's just what my dad and mom call it, so I always call it
really?
Home D. Yeah.
Home D.
Actually, they call it Home Despot, too. Because it has a grip on them, apparently. All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
Tom Brady makes the news after these.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Planet Home. Experience Planet Home this September 13th to 15th. Featuring live music, immersive and interactive exhibits, visit planethome.eco for info and tickets.
Yeah, it's over at the...
Palace of Fine Arts.
That was like the Planet of Fine Arts. That's definitely not right. But it looks pretty interesting. Like it's there's a lot of space stuff happening with that.
Mm-hmm.
And,
a lot of learning about recycling.
I thought it was just a home
DJ,
show.
DJ, no. Wyclef Jean.
It's so weird that there's a space race on right now. Like,
it's great.
All these countries want to go back
to
the
faster,
moon.
Go faster, everyone. Well, listen, we got to get off this planet.
Well, not to the moon.
But that's where you start. That's where you like experiment with like, you know, potential housing and, you know, ways of.
So we're going to go muck up the moon.
Yeah, we're going to muck up the moon. That's what we do.
All right.
And then we're going to go to Mars and muck up Mars. And then we're going to go elsewhere and muck up that place too.
During our Xfinity spot, I just wanted to finish this thought because I was talking about Aquaman.
Yeah.
I started that, I don't know, 2 days ago and then I watched a little more of it last night. You know what it reminds me of?
What?
The Thor movies.
Oh.
Where they're over the top, sort of, it's just got a ridiculous look, in my opinion, the Thor movies did. Until the third Thor, I thought was excellent, where he's funny and kind of self-deprecating, and he's found his sort of, I just like that.
Is that the Ragnarok
that
one?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
I liked it. I thought that one, I went, oh my God, they finally got this character.
So they're trying to be funny, but it's also sort of an over-the-top setting.
Not well, no. What I'm saying is the Aquaman is more like the first Thor, which is this. It's so over the top.
Well, don't worry, they're filming number two.
Okay. I mean, there's these posed views where he keeps looking over his shoulder, and they're just, you go, did he just do a hair flip?
Oh, nice. In underwater hair flip, I hope?
It's just in and out of, it's. I didn't like it. Anyway, I'm not going to finish it. So Aquaman, for me, gets, you know, one.
It's a movie.
Thingy.
One starfish.
Right. So you were doing a story about Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth, and
Thor's brother,
that they're breaking up.
Yeah.
So divorce lawyers have revealed some of the craziest reasons people have split.
Oh.
A bunch of divorce lawyers listed these reasons. Like a guy divorced his wife because she was a loud chewer, which we were just talking about the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because you had asked if we watch TV while we eat, and then a listener said they have to because the husband
can't stand
And you know what? I didn't even mention when we were talking about it, because it was just yet another aside that throws us off into the weeds, was my people have said, we can hear your teeth clumping when you, sometimes when you're chewing. And I'm like, no, you can't. How could you possibly? Mm. But apparently you can.
Yeah. Huh.
But I'm not chewing with my mouth open. So I don't even know how that's possible. I am loud, though, in ways I'm not even aware of. Yeah, so maybe
it sounds quiet to you.
Yeah,
you can, if there's no noise, you can hear other people chewing. And some people really do have quite a gross sounding mouth. You know, they're just like big spit producers, and there's a lot of like.
Well, you got to close your mouth is the first thing I'd think.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, even with a closed mouth, I'm saying.
A woman
chewing noises. Mm-hmm.
A woman had vertigo.
Okay.
Her husband thought she was possessed and kept trying to do exorcisms on her.
Oh, God.
So she divorced him?
She divorced him.
Yeah. It's not a demon. It's just vertigo, man.
These are divorce lawyers revealing the craziest reasons people split up. A guy wouldn't go on his honeymoon because he was worried about his plants dying. So the woman took her sister's instead and then left him when she got home.
Oh.
They didn't even... She was done with him
while on the honeymoon. Wedding, right. Well, that is lame. My plants will die. Get a house sitter.
A woman got kidnapped in Mexico and her husband wouldn't pay the ransom. So her family paid it and then she divorced him.
That's a good one.
That's totally legit. Valid.
That's not crazy. Yeah. That's legit.
No.
You what?
you pay the ransom. I've been saving this money for a long time. The wedding was very expensive.
I don't know. I just have we don't pay ransoms.
Mm. It's in my family.
Right. We don't do that.
Not breaking that for you.
A guy hated his wife for hoarding scrapbooking supplies, and she hated him for filling their yard with broken down cars.
Oh.
So in their divorce settlement, she demanded to get all the old cars, and he wanted the scrapbooking stuff. And then they threw it all away.
Oh. Well, that's one way to clear your house out from hoarding.
A guy thought his wife was secretly gay and in love with his sister, so he divorced her.
Oh. Did it turn out to be true?
It doesn't say.
Oh, that's too bad.
He's gay and in love with his sister.
Okay.
No, guy thought his wife was secretly gay and in love with his sister.
Oh, I see. Wasn't quite getting that.
I was like, hold on, what'd she just say? Did I miss something in that?
A woman left her husband because he was, quote, too sad after his dad died.
Wow.
I do know that people, look, mourning takes on all kinds of shapes and sizes and lengths and recoveries. And I think people relapse on drugs or alcohol from it. There's a million things that can happen.
Right.
But I can see where a person would go, okay, enough.
Right.
Like, life goes on, dude.
It's been 19 years.
Look, it's the normal process by which things happen. You know, your parents go before you do
is the best case
scenario for everyone involved.
Yep.
So we have to be able to move on. So maybe it's 2 years. Maybe it's five. But by five, I'd feel the same way. Like, okay, you can't just be pouting around the house all day.
Right.
I know I said for sick, better, or whatever, all the stuff or whatever we said. I don't know. I blacked out. But whatever we said.
You are a prize, dude.
Thanks.
Oh, boy. I'm done.
A couple couldn't agree on what to name their cat. The wife wanted to call it Snowball, and the husband liked the name Lily, so they divorced. These are divorce lawyers revealing the craziest reasons people have split.
Snow Lily would have been a really pretty name.
Mm.
I could have solved their problem. It sounds like they just needed to break up. I mean, they're cat people. Both of them care so much.
Who got the cat?
A woman divorced her husband because he refused to yell at her. Whenever she'd start screaming at him, he'd just sit there and take it.
Oh.
So she left him.
Yeah, well, John would just get up and leave the room. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, well, get back here.
I'm not done.
Close the door. I'd be like, oh, I guess I got to come up with another tactic. This isn't working.
A new survey found 77% of us had a favorite teacher, and English teachers are the most popular.
Oh, my favorite teacher, I have two, my chorus teacher and my art teacher.
Your chorus?
Yeah, like...
Okay. No, I got it. Mrs. I just Wilcox. Said the way you said it. Sound like chorus?
Oh, chorus. My chorus teacher, the one who taught me to drink chorus. She was my favorite. Mm-hmm. My art teacher, Mr. Crow. He was great. He'd let me ditch other classes and just go in the art room.
What?
And he was great. He was like, yeah, I wanted to work on this one. He goes, yeah, whatever. All right.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to go to gym? All right. Yeah, I needed you here to do something. He was the best.
So he let you do that?
Yeah. He was great.
Did he like you?
He loved me.
No, I mean, no, right.
No,
did
no,
he love you?
No. I never anything like that. He was just, he you know.
Oh, I was just Clarky, such... I heard you ride horses. You got that
all right.
Strong inner thigh. How'd you like to break my hips?
He was super dorky. He was great. Mr.
No?
Crow. No.
You were riding horses by then, though, right?
Sure.
Is that true? Horseback riding women have super strong inner thighs?
Yes.
They can break your back?
No.
Huh.
We'll scissor you up to death. Right? No, it's not true.
It'd be pretty cool. I mean, I think.
Well, listen, you're a married man now. I guess it's too late for you to find a horseback riding woman to find out.
I don't think I've ever been with a horseback riding woman.
Mm.
Another hole in my resume.
Oh, you poor thing.
Too late now.
You should have sowed more wild oats before you had a wife.
You liked saying that, didn't you?
I sure did. I liked when you said it earlier.
I'm still trying it on. It's hard.
It's good, though. Mm. It'll get more natural. You're a man with a wife and two kids and a
83%
house.
Of people said at least one of their teachers made a meaningful impact on their life.
Oh, sure. You always talk about your teachers.
Mr. Laura.
Is he your very favorite?
Absolutely. Like, I think of the things he taught me all the time. Thought of him at pivotal points in my life when I was on... like interviews or anything that where I needed to present myself properly, mm-hmm. I would think of the stuff that guy taught me to get me through those moments. No question. Mr. Laura, Speech and Communications, Irvine High. I think I took the classes from like 85 to 87.
Mm-hmm.
Guy was awesome.
You mentioned English teachers. I remember Mr. Kellerstedt. He was my English teacher. I loved him. And he had like one of those eyes that goes off funky.
Oh.
It was great. And later, I was a bartender at this Italian restaurant a couple towns over.
What?
And he used to come in there all the time. He was like, hey. It was like his hang. And I'd be like, bartender. I'm like, hey, Mr. Kellerstedt.
Mr. Kellerstedt.
Yeah. It was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm. What was his drink?
I don't remember.
Oh, come on.
Sorry.
You don't know. He's a regular.
Well, I'm sure I knew at the time.
All right.
It's just so funny. Like teachers. It's weird seeing a teacher out in the real world,
mm-hmm.
you know? Because you just, they're just so out of context. Like,
yeah.
You know, what do you, I see my kids' teachers around town sometimes. It's just like, oh, should we talk about my kid or?
Only a quarter, so 25% of parents admit they're helicopter parents. Only a quarter.
Yeah.
But if you've ever been in a room full of parents with their kids, you realize that number's way more like half.
Yep.
At the gym I take my kid to, the parents actually physically helicopter them into the little play area and they're standing over them while they play.
Mm.
I can't even watch it. I wait in my car.
Well, that's the right thing. If you're dropping a kid off at a place where they're doing supervised play, let someone else let them have experiences.
It's a trip to see, though. They are physically, it's the helicopter thing. Mm-hmm.
Personified. There are times when you need to hover over your kid. The edge of a cliff, say. You know?
Always a cliff.
You should
huh?
be, sure. I'm just trying to think of situations. But for the most part, you do your kid a favor by letting them get 10 feet away from you and fall down. Like, mm-hmm. that's how they learn to not fall down. Yeah, if there's someone always grabbing them from above, it's, I don't know. You just need to.
Only a quarter.
I know.
Come on.
Well, some people can admit it, and other people are like, no, not me. I'm just, you know, my kid needs extra help. That's all.
Right. Okay.
I have no problem with kids on leashes either. That makes me a bad person, I'm sure. But I do feel like you know, having raised two boys who just would see something shiny and go running off after it, like, I can totally see why some people would put a kid on a leash. It's the safest thing. It's nothing worse than being the person screaming your kid's name, like, where's my kid? You know, if your kid's prone to running off, put him on a leash. Big deal.
All right.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Tom Brady makes the news because some people, and mostly because this picture of him and his Sarah, and I mean that's the high school name, isn't that where he went?
Oh, Sarah,
San Mateo, yeah.
In San Mateo with Hooman?
Sarah, hi. Uh-huh.
Here's a picture of Tom Brady. He looks the same from high school,
really?
Dude. He's wearing his Sarah 95 Letterman's jacket. And he looks the same today.
Oh my God, he does look the same. I mean, he, you know, slightly more youthful. But boy, that big dopey grin still there. Look at the way he's clutching the board that he's, you know, it's one of those posed like senior portraits where he's standing on a fence, but he's, you know, just like sort of dripping his fingers down over it. He's like clutching the thing and digging his nails into it. Like it's torture to get the picture taken.
Oh, wow. The story is, people are speculating that he'd like to finish his career as a 49er.
What?
Oh.
Although I don't see that. We've got a quarterback. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And thank you very much, Tom Brady, for giving us that quarterback.
Right.
Guy wanted to play.
But I do also think it's interesting that there's the picture they chose is him from Sarah High School. Mm. And I bet you...
I wonder if they're saying he would like to be a 49er because he's from here.
That's what they're saying, yeah. Right. And they use that picture. But this is... I mean, Hooman had probably just unwrapped his ankles.
Yes. Someone had to.
Right.
Tom can't do that himself. Not Tommy.
I got this, Tommy.
Yeah.
Leave it to me.
That's funny.
You know what? It turns out we don't really have many texts today.
No, I think we do. You should hand them to me.
There was a lot telling Vinny what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's plenty of support as well. But
oh, really?
Sure. You really know how to rile the peoples, Sarah.
You're the one who riled them up by taking a stand on the pajama thing, Vinny.
Here's a couple. 800-400-3697. P.S. Don't text and drive.
Good job.
Yes, I'm in Concord, and we don't have AC. I'd happily welcome 86 degrees. Last night at 8:30, it was 89 inside.
Oh, my God. Oh, this should be a law. If you live in Concord, you have to have AC. People are just going to melt.
89 at nighttime.
Ugh. In the house. Yikes.
707 says, the Bam story is really sad. If you go to his Instagram, he posted over 10 videos just spiraling.
Oh, that was 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Bryn had pulled all those for me, and the story just wound up buried. We finally got to it today. Bam Margera was arrested last night. He left for rehab, and it's not pretty.
Nope.
But he escaped rehab. Like, I left because I had to graduate, or they said, like, you're doing so good, we think you can go home and do outpatient. You'll be fine. And I went back that next Monday with my pillow and blankie. I'm like, I already screwed up.
Well, you stopped at the liquor store on your way home from rehab.
I don't know if that's what happened, but it definitely screwed up fairly quickly. Let's see. Uh-oh, Sarah's building up a movie about a book again. Ready Player One, The Martian,
Women. They've made other movies of that. There was a Winona Ryder one in like the early 90s. Mm-hmm.
Did you love it?
I did. I love the book. Little Women was a great book. Is a great book.
Sarah, you hate Laura Dern.
No, you're wrong. I hated Laura Dern in Star Wars. It was ridiculous, her part in Star Wars.
Her part was heroic.
Yeah,
she saved the people. Spoiler alert.
Godspeed, rebels.
Did she save everybody?
Listen, That's got nothing to do with whether or not she was good in that movie. It was ridiculous when she comes out in her like Oscar gown. I'm like, why is Laura Dern in this movie? What is happening? So silly. I love Laura Dern. I actually think she's great. And A Big Little Lies, she's amazing. Mm-hmm. Plus, she got screwed over by Angelina Jolie.
Plus, she was a hero.
Billy Bob?
Yeah.
In Star Wars.
Yeah. Let's take a break. We'll finish up all
the... Oh, good.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.